Redbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400 plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
Good morning, Philip.
Good morning, Ricardo. How are you?
I'm doing fine. We were talking about national parks, telling me that I should go to the Grand Canyon.
I am shocked that you have been now a United States citizen for some time, and I don't think you've been to some of the spectacular national parks. It's one of the great, great treasures of this country.
I will tell you what happens with me. I think I explained this when I told you about retreats. So when I have time to travel or take a vacation, I know you priests like to take vacations, but when I have a vacation, I go to visit my family. That's the main thing. So in 2020, I went to see my parents, and thank goodness I did, because my father ended up dying. So when I have time, that's what I do. It's either a community trip or a family trip, so I don't have the time to go to parks or things like this. But I think I will do it soon.
Yeah, we're talking about a canon law convention in October, not the most exciting thing in the world, but it's going to be in Albuquerque. And I was telling you, make a little trip of it. That's a beautiful part of the country. For instance, you've never seen the Grand Canyon, and you must.
I'm very impressed because you've been always a little bit skeptical of outdoor sea activities, but you seem to be very excited about the Grand Canyon, so now I have to go.
I didn't think I'd be excited by that and kind of that part of the country until I was there, and it's just so true. People say photos never capture that, and some of the landscape there, I think, is the most stunning landscape in the entire world.
Excellent.
Well, let's look at the gospel then. Speaking of stunning, a very beautiful gospel here for the sixth Sunday of Easter, as we're starting to get a little closer, very sadly, I would say, to the end of the Easter season, but we're not there yet. So how about I read the gospel and then let's chat about it.
And we are on the sixth Sunday in Easter, and we are reading from John's Gospel, chapter 15, from 9 to 17. And when you see chapter 15, you already know that this is the Last Supper. So just to keep this in perspective.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you, and your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It was not you who chose me, but I who chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you, love one another."
This is the thing with John's Gospel. So much stuff there. And again, this is the Last Supper. This is the last words of Jesus before going to his passion and cross and death. So it's amazing. I mean, any sentence could be a homily. So part of what we will need to do as preachers this weekend is probably to choose something. So either you preach about love one another as I have loved you, and what does that mean? Do we say what does it mean to bear fruit and fruit that remains? What does it mean to remain in love? I mean, you could take it in all possible directions.
Just within this short little dialogue here, I noticed probably three or four very, very fundamental truths about the Christian faith. If someone were asking, what's your relationship to God as human beings through the lens of Christianity, it's here. So, yeah, you've got to make some choices. For instance, I no longer call you slaves, but friends. You know, it's that active participation in the life of God, that God comes down to us and we actively participate. That's really profound. You know, that's just like one of them, for instance.
Profound. And what has happened with the word friend is that maybe because of the newly, how do you say that in English, something that comes anew, like Facebook and stuff, that they use the word
friend. Yeah, the new phenomenon.
The ascent of Facebook or social media, that a follower or a friend is. I have people on Facebook, I don't know. Sometimes I see a comment and I say, who is this person? And here he's talking about deep, real friendship. And what is that? How many times Jesus says that the base, the foundation for everything is true friendship? That's a great homily too.
Right.
Are we friends, Philip?
We are. Okay. We are in real life, even outside of social media. One thing here that I think there's a truth that's present here in the whole passage, but in a number of things that Jesus says about love, and it's that it's an important truth about receiving and then sharing. So if we're not able to receive God's love and to receive then that relationship with God, how do we share that with others? I don't think we often think about that connection, that sometimes we suffer in forming relationships and being generous in relationships because we can't receive it. There's a great line from St. Francis de Sales, patron saint of our seminary here in Milwaukee, and he would say often in his letters of spiritual direction, I'd find this line, be patient with others, but first be patient with yourself. Mm-hmm. And I've given this advice to people often. It's not pop psychology. He's saying, you know, you need to kind of understand how God relates to you if you're ever going to relate to others, but start with yourself. Does that make sense what I'm saying? I think Jesus is saying that here.
It makes so much sense that I forgot what I wanted to say.
Okay.
I'm very impressed.
That profound.
I had something else to say, and I, as the Father loves me, so I also have loved you.
But it's that receiving and then giving, we actively participate in that, but we've got to appreciate that receiving.
Now I remember, I was thinking about weddings when we preach about love to a couple, and the way Jesus loves people in the Gospels, he makes them grow. And that's something that I have preached about in maybe the last few weddings I've officiated. That you could write a homily or preach a homily on how, what's the way that Jesus loves people in the gospel, and this element of a love that makes us grow, that I think it's important. Here he's calling about bearing fruit that remains. I was also thinking about our work at the parishes or in this podcast, what remains. There are many things we do that it's like a cook, right? You cook, people eat it, that's it. What remains? That's a whole different ballpark, a whole different layer of meaning that I'm wondering about also upon reading this gospel. You know what I mean? What do we do at the parishes that remains?
Oh, I know exactly what you mean. So bearing fruit is a really, it generates a very profound and a very challenging examination of conscience. For us as individuals, but certainly we think about this as pastors. I don't know about you. I think we've chatted about this. It's a really, really challenging question to ask and to confront people with. Because this can be opposed to comfortability and safety and familiarity. Bearing fruit and living out the mission of the gospel through a parish really means doing things differently. And it can just be really hard. I get a little, my blood pressure goes up as I see this, because it's a really key question and a really key statement from Jesus. Bear fruit that will remain. Are we in touch with Jesus where that happens? And then individually in our personal lives as well, in our relationships and other places, do we look back and see kind of a path of broken relationships or fruit, for instance?
Last sentence in today's gospel, this I command you, love one another. If love is a command, then it's not the touchy-feely thing that we tend to understand love to be. And love is something else, because Jesus is commanding us to love. So it's not a choice. It's not, it is a choice. You need to love. It's not a feeling. It's not just, oh, I like this person. Oh, I love this person. It's very challenging.
More than an emotion, because it's not optional. It can't be emotion.
Yeah.
You know, there's something deeper there. Yeah,
exactly.
Right.
So a lot to preach about.
Yeah.
When I see multiple possible homilies, it's to review other possibilities at the beginning. But sometimes it may be like too much and too many topics, too many ideas. So I'm not sure what I'm going to do.
I'm not sure either. I will have to take some prayer with this, and I appreciate this. So this is a very familiar passage if you've been living around the scriptures for some part of your life. And this has got me thinking in new ways about it. We'll see what happens on Sunday.
And that's the beauty of this tradition compared to the synoptic tradition, that's where we get many, many stories, the Christmas story, the Magi and everything. But here you get the stuff, you get the actual faith statements that are very powerful. And maybe just remembering to say that in John's Gospel, that's what you get.
Right. Very fundamental things.
I'm just happy you call me your friend.
Right. Excellent. Well, how about we wrap it up and look forward to next week? We'll look at the ascension of the Lord next week. Would that be good?
That would be great.
All right. Have a good day.
You too.